Good morning, everyone. This is Eric Sparrow with the Sparrowism Movement. In today's episode, I'm going to read to you a story. It's called The Story of Hope. One day, a man, Ed, walked into a bar after a long day of work where he was put through the ringer, and everything went wrong that possibly could. He went to the bartender and said, "What will 10 bucks get me?" And this is a bartender that he had known for a while. One of his buddies, and as he was about to give the $10 to the bartender, a guy walked in and said, "I have had such a great day. Next round is on me." So the bartender said, "I can tell you have had a rough one, man. Here's your $10 back." So the man, so moved by the bartender giving the 10 back, started to laugh and have a better day and open up about what was going on. He was so happy when he walked out that he saw a homeless person on the sidewalk and gave him that same $10 bill, the only money he had in his pocket. The homeless man said, "Thank you, and I am appreciative, but why did you give me this $10? And I did not even ask." Ed said, "I was just in that bar, and I was going to spend the same $10. I didn't want to use my card, so I was only using this cash on some drinks. And someone was in there and having a great day and bought us all a round of drinks. So I'm paying it forward to you to make your day, hopefully, better." Ed then went to the local thrift store a few stores down. He bought his daughter a toy and a few other items and then went home. A few years went by, and Ed was still having the same issues at his job until one day the unthinkable happened. They fired him. Ed was so distraught, and after the day he had, he made it home and walked down the street to the bar again. But on the way down the street, this time, a car pulled up beside him and honked the horn. The guy put the window down and said, Hey, you remember me?" Ed looked in amazement and realized it was the same homeless man he saw on the way from the bar a few years ago. The man stopped the car and said, "I just want you to know that for years I had seen you every so often walk down the street in your shirt and tie and come to the bar. I took that $10 you gave me and bought a shirt and tie at the thrift store I saw you go into. I figured if you could walk every day in a shirt and tie, then I could. You gave me more than $10 that day. You left me with a feeling that I could turn my life around. After that day, I would walk around looking for a job until one day I found one. I now help run an adult center on the other side of town, helping other people elevate their life like you did for me that day." Now that I think of it, the center could really benefit from having someone like you if you're ever looking for a job. There's a new job that just opened up, and it's for the director position, overseeing all the operations. If you're interested, I can give you some information. At that moment, Ed immediately began to tear up and was overcome with joy. He later on took the job and was given the ability to hope every day. This is exactly what we must do in life, is help other people elevate. It's the quintessential reason for life to leave people more enriched, to leave them more positive, more productive, and better than they were the day before, which to me is true success in its purest form. Ed did not have a lot, but the little that he gave impacted not only the man that day, but many to come, including, in turn, himself years later. So everyone, to you and to anybody that you spread this message to, never minimize how big a small gesture that is spread to others can be. Your impact could go further than you even know. So do not give up hope. Help other people elevate. I hope that this story has impacted you in a positive way. Please feel free to reach out to me on social media. Sparrowism on Instagram. Sparrowism@gmail.com is the email. Sparrowism.com is the website. And I'm here just to help you restore hope. Thank you and have a great day.